This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and happy hump day. Craziness this morning. Yuzette is sick.
Or didn't want to go to a meeting. I'm just kidding.
One of those.
It was funny because she wrote.
She actually wrote.
This
not
isn't
doing
because.
That just because of that.
Okay.
It's like I wouldn't have even thought of that, but Thank you for putting that in my head.
Now all of a sudden. Anyway, yes, it happens.
So playing the role of Yuzette today is Human, although sitting in Yuzette's chair is... we have interns now. Mm-hmm. Yay!
It's nice.
It is nice. So I guess you're just going to sit in your seat because that's where all your stuff is, Human?
Yeah, everything's like set up for me over here.
Yeah, all your food's there and your computer hookup and everything. Yeah, so Soleil is sitting in. Our intern Soleil is sitting in Yuzette's seat. And you guys flip the lights on so people can see you.
Oh,
yes,
yeah, that'd be
the
great.
Lights. Mm-hmm. We have to have every light on in here. You have to have every light on in there.
There you go.
Otherwise, how will people see you on the looking glass?
Oh, I'm not going to chime in too much today.
Oh, my God.
You guys will be great.
Oh, today you're going to take off. The day is when there's rooms full of people. Hold on just a second. Can I cut in?
I got to.
But today you're tapping out.
You got to watch the late breaking news and stuff like
all
that.
All right. Well, whatever. Yeah, we will be great. No worries.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Good grief. So last night at, I want to say 9 o'clock when I got in bed, it was absolute torrential. That was the real stuff last night.
Yeah.
So drive-in was cake.
Fine, I
no
know.
Worries.
A little bit of mist and that's it. Mostly road splash, you know, just other cars kicking it up. But yeah, it got pretty crazy last night. And then today we're supposed to have a couple periods of heavy rain. I heard maybe Saturday will be a nice day.
I heard that too. So more rain, everyone.
You know what? Great. It's as much as I'm not psyched that it's raining, it's great. We need all the rain. Makes you feel slightly better when you take a shower and, you know, as you're turning off the water while you're shampooing your hair and turning it back, rinsing as fast as you can and just trying to conserve water.
Do you do that?
I do.
You turn the water off while you're shampooing?
Unless I'm not, really not in the morning, because I go so fast in the morning, just like, you know, I'm basically rinsing it out as I'm lathering it in how dirty can my hair have gotten since yesterday? It wasn't like I was rolling in the dirt. I got rained on a little yesterday, but that was it.
Huh.
You know? But if when you have time to like take a nice shower and stuff, yeah, I mean, water goes off when I shave my legs, water goes off.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. You gotta, yeah, I mean, that's just water going right down the drain. Huh. It only takes a second. You gotta turn it on a couple times, rinse your razor off, you know. Do you shave in the shower or do you shave over the sink?
Well, as you can see right now, I didn't shave.
Yeah. yes, Magnum.
You like the mustache, don't you? You're a big fan.
Sure. I do like it.
I know that
I
you do.
I hope that you grow it out really long and do the little curly cues.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I don't know why you don't just go for it. If you're going to go mustache, go full on. Go for it.
Nah.
That'd be funny.
I like it the way it is. It's been good, you know. I wanted it for our TV spot on Monday.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like it's been good for me through the week.
Yeah, I suppose why
we'll
not?
See where it goes.
Just let it.
I never keep stuff anyway.
That's true. And it doesn't take you long to grow one. A couple days of not shaving and you've got a mustache. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, it's nice. But yeah, so do you...
I do shave in the shower or I will shave. Yeah,
right?
But I'm pretty quick about showers.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
When people say, oh, don't waste water. I can shower way faster than you. Yeah. Trust me.
No, you can shower faster than me. I do have two steps on my hair, you know.
Oh, and I don't mean just you. I mean most people.
No, and I'm fast. I mean, I'm in and out of there in about, I think my record is like, 155 or something, or, you know, around there. I've done it in under 2 minutes.
I'll tell you.
But it's, you know, I mean, how clean am I?
Here's the cure to your water wasting. Just use the cold knob.
Yes, you will go in for less time if you're just using the cold knob. Although it takes me so long to get under the stream if I'm just going for the cold knob.
No, you don't do it that way.
Yeah,
you just get in.
I don't do it that way. I don't just get in. I don't make that happen. I need hot water.
Right.
I'm not looking to have a heart attack at 4 in the morning.
Well,
Vincent.
I'm just saying that's, you know, the people who get into that hot water and go, oh, this feels so good.
Yeah. I'm that person.
And then stop and wait for 3 minutes. That's why. Because it feels too good.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Mm-hmm. Try just the cold knob. You won't take too long.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
And you'll also be wide awake. Talk about wide awake.
You will be wide awake. There's no question about that.
Your wiener will shrink. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, well, I don't want my wiener shrinking.
Well, no one's around.
I like my giant wiener.
Oh my God.
What? Oh no, what happened?
I have a story.
I say giant wiener and his eyes go
wide. I'll do it in the news. No,
there's
a super phallic rock
that
someone's in trouble for. Some lady's in trouble for. She stripped down and I'll tell you in the news. I can't find it.
Did she do stuff to the rock?
Well.
How big is this rock?
Oh, there it is right there.
Well, don't blow your whole show. That's a nice tease.
Don't
blow your whole story. Don't blow your wad yet. It's only 5:53.
All right.
Yeah, that's exciting, though.
Is it?
Uh-huh. So yesterday, because it was pouring out, and, you know, we were supposed to get our stumps ground down yesterday, but it was just...
What's that mean exactly?
You know how we had those trees taken down?
Yeah.
They were going to come back and grind the stumps.
Well, they didn't do that all at once?
They didn't, because we thought we were going to leave the stumps and build benches around them. And then as I'm
looking for tables?
No, just like to have seats sort of in that area is going to be gardened. And so I was going to build I had all these ideas. And then I'm looking at them like, you know what? Just get those out of here. I have another idea.
What's the other idea?
Please don't make me. You won't. It's not interesting. But anyway, they were supposed to come and grind the stumps down yesterday. And the place is just a mud pit. And so...
Isn't that better?
It's
Wouldn't
not.
Wouldn't it come out more easily?
No.
With loose, wet dirt?
It's, you know, they've got a machine that grinds it and they don't want all the mud, I guess. I don't really know.
I can just see dude up to his waist in mud.
Yeah.
Going, I'll put these booties on. I got to use your bathroom.
Yeah. Well, we put down drop cloths.
Do you?
We do.
Okay.
We have people at our house all the time, and you can't just be like, you know, figure it out. Go to, you know, why don't you just go down the street to a restaurant? You got to, you know.
Yeah, you got to let them in. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
So, and I don't like a porta potty in my driveway. I just don't want that, so I just say use my bathroom. But
dig it. I'm peeing in Sarah's bathroom.
Yeah, I'm sure they know. Right.
Cabinet.
Yes. Right.
Oh.
Why? Where have all my painkillers gone, Vinny?
Where have they gone?
I don't know. It's weird how they've all disappeared. So the guy came and they were going to just do it. And then he was just like, I'm going to do it later. So it was a bummer.
Wait a minute. The guy came and was just going to do it.
He came and looked.
And then he said,
I can't do it today. This is ridiculous. It was just like, I mean, he was standing in a deluge and just decided not to do it. So that didn't happen. So instead,
Oh, this should be good.
Well,
once in and out.
The pause is always scary.
Don't be scared. I'm kind of scared to tell you. I think Hooman might know this already because Hooman comes over my house all the time. So we have this room that we're making into a studio, and it was
whose room is it?
It's like a den, like a little side room.
Was that your office?
At one point, it was my office.
And the laundry room.
No, that laundry room's on the other side of the house. So there's this room that we had. It's like an awkward room. It's got these weird angles on the walls. It's like an awkward room. So at one point, we had like a drum kit set up in there. And we used to rock out in that room.
Drums.
And then we moved it out into the studio outside. And now we're putting it back in the house. And there's a little guest room on the end of it, but we're not used. The kid, you know, the kid's gone, so if we have guests, like, he just can't, he can stay at his apartment and people can stay right there. We can figure that out. So this guest room, we've been going back and forth about what to do with it, because I was like, I'll move my office in there, I'll move my sewing machine in there, blah, blah, blah. And so finally, a couple weeks ago, I said to John, cause he really wants a little home gym. That's what John wants. He's been talking about it for years. So we're going to get an elliptical. And
he doesn't just want to go to the Bay Club?
He goes to the Bay Club all the time. But he wants to be able to have matting and you know how on Comcast or Xfinity, you can watch yoga programs and all that. You know, there's all kinds of workout stuff, like 5-minute workouts, 10-minute workouts. So he wants a place to do that. And he wants an elliptical. And I said, if we get an elliptical, because I sit down and watch. I watch so much, like, late-night TV. I watch at least an hour of TV a day. I'm like, I'll do that on the elliptical. So I've made the commitment to do that. And so yesterday, we put together the snap-together matting for the room. We cleared the room out and put the matting down. And
so what was in... Was it just wood floor in there before?
It's wood floor, yeah.
Oh.
I know, so...
So you got to go get an elliptical.
John's in charge of that.
Right.
So he was at the Bay Club yesterday. He said, I got on every single elliptical, and I wrote
down
the names of the ones.
They've already done most of the work.
They have. Well, there they all are. So he gets on them, and he's, you know, well, I like this one because this. But it's a really small room, so it's, you know, we don't want to get one. Because there's some monster ellipticals. Huge, like boats.
Good for you. I'm so happy to hear this.
We'll see.
It's really good for you.
It is. So my hope is that I can actually make a commitment to it.
Elliptical is...
Easy and fun. I like ellipticals. So we'll see. So anyway,
you're right, though. They're easy and fun.
They are easy
and fun. They're good on your joints. They're
really low impact.
They'll get you a good workout.
Right.
Much better than sitting there.
And he said some of them have these programs where, you know, what's it called? Like interval training or something where there's, you know, it's just like an easy warm up. It gets a little hard. Like it has a whole thing built into it. So, you know, if I know I'm going to be on there for 45 minutes, then I can.
But that's the way you put on a show.
Right. I know.
I go and run on the treadmill with a show.
Yeah.
And it goes by so much faster.
And he was talking about a treadmill because they're so much smaller, but I just know I won't run on a treadmill.
I just won't do it. I like treadmills because I like to run.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like what you put in, you get out. I shouldn't say I like to run because I don't, but I mean, you know what I mean.
Right. You like to exercise. You do.
Right,
like, you feel good about that.
And ellipticals, I feel like, in a way... While it's a great workout, you do have to stay on there much longer to get the same, because you can only do that so fast.
Right.
Before you're going to hurt yourself or break it or fall off or whatever. but over the course of time, like you said, if you watch an hour show and just watch the show while you're doing that, it's perfect. You'll get a good workout and nice.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, he was so sorry. You should have seen his face when I was like, oh, you know what? Let's just do a gym in there.
You know what, too? Treadmills are noisy.
Elliptical's not noisy?
I don't think they're noisy. Like the pounding of your feet on the...
Right, because you're actually... So to me, that's another thing I don't like about it, because I've used treadmills and they're just... Like you're running, and I just hate running, and you're pounding, and
ours is in the garage, so we don't really hear it, and it works. It's cool, but if you have that in the house, you will hear.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear that.
They are actually best on a cement floor. Like I've seen them in basements where they work, or you know, in your garage.
My mom won one time.
Won a treadmill,
and my parents put it upstairs.
Oh no!
And so. when I would visit, I'd get on that thing, and it was like the whole house was coming down. And I'm not even that heavy.
Right.
So they found themselves not using it because...
The whole house was... Well, like, you know, when pieces of the cement of the ceiling are falling down.
You put the treadmill upstairs. Well, we just wanted to walk while watching TV. Okay.
So you guys never use that thing.
Yeah, you have a 3-car garage. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know. They want a TV. I guess they could hang a TV in their garage. So much more convenient now. Do you remember the olden days when you wanted to have a TV and it was, you know, 2-3 feet deep? And, man, it is so freaking sweet that TVs are flat now.
The first flat screen Sony that I had was 3 feet maybe 4 feet deep and so heavy.
Oh, one of those
Sony
humongous ones.
Whatever. And all the times I moved, that was the thing. Like, how the hell?
I know.
I found myself more than once under that thing going, and now they're these little black.
I know. They're so great. So great. And smart TVs now with nothing you're hooking into it, you know, it's just all right there.
Well, and I had my TVs mounted on the wall.
Yeah.
That's professionally.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Well,
I'm sure you guys can do that yourself, but
I opened
can't.
Up the wall, put in blocking.
Right. That's right. How you do
had
it.
Had to plaster the wall back up. I mean, it's, you know, it's not a job for, it's.
I had.
You got to
Water
right
Street
way.
Stereo. Do it nice. At my house. They charged a ton, but it looks unbelievable.
Well, it's great. And they'll even put in a channel for the wires if you do have stuff hooked up. Like there's a little, you know, so that you don't have a bunch of wires hanging down from the thing.
Oh, no, that's what I mean.
Scoop it out. They put in a little chaseway.
It's killer.
Yeah, the world is great.
Chaseway, huh?
I don't know, whatever you call that.
All right.
And they put fish wires in it so you can pull your wires.
So you're going to have a gym.
Apparently so. I mean, I guess technically we do. John moved his, you know, and that's another thing, is he has a little set of weights. He has one of those workout balls. He's got, like, the long cylinders that you roll yourself on. And they're all, like, kind of in my living room, because as he's watching TV, he'll be, like, rolling himself on those things. And this yoga mat's all jammed in a closet, and just all kinds of, and now it's all in that room. And I can close the door and be like, goodbye, things. I just don't, I'm just, my fear is that it's going to turn into one of those stinky gym smelling rooms. I'm going to have to get my Fresh Wave stuff they just dropped off and
filled my car with that, refreshed it. The new lavender smells killer.
Oh, I haven't experienced it yet.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, they sent over a bunch of stuff, so. All right, so
yeah.
Good morning, everyone. Uzette is not here. Survivor is on tonight. We have a bunch of tickets to give away. Of course, obviously, $1,000 12 times today. But we have ex-ambassadors and the tickets for that coming up for the Taste of Beyondville thing. And so much more. KLLC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Enjoy this Taylor Swift song and we'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.